you were just getting started. You had even had everybody in on the team with the basketball season, the way to go to district finals. But it got everybody back, I'm sure, getting some work done last week, didn't you?
Yeah, we got everybody's back. You know, everybody that's healthy is able to go, you know. Yeah, doing pretty good. You know, it was a nice week. There was only one or two days that were fairly cool, but I think we got a lot of work in. We got a few kids that are battling a few shin splints and stuff, you know, but we're kind of trying to eliminate that. You know, I think we have less than we normally do, but we still have a few. So you just got to work through that a little bit and get those guys back healthy. But I think, you know, we're looking pretty good. We've had, you know, I don't know, must be that I know on the track team, both whether it be boys or girls, I know that we had three individuals that thought, you know, it was the perfect time to have wisdom teeth pulled, those kinds of things. So, you know, it's just part of it. So those people are out for a couple of days. But, you know, so, yeah, I think we look pretty good. Yeah, pretty excited about what we see, you know, whether it be on the sprints or whether it be on the hurdles, I think. You know, Quinn looks really good on the hurdles. So, you know, that's always exciting. He's kind of our veteran returner for those. We'll have to see how it works for him. I think he looks pretty good right now, and I know he's been working really hard just to keep himself consistent and get over those hurdles a little quicker. So that's pretty exciting to see. I thought the vaulters yesterday, you know, they were working through some things, you know, working on some technique things last week and a little early. And then yesterday, you know, they put a bungee up and doing some nice things that I thought they looked pretty good. So, yeah, you know, things are just kind of getting to roll.
We were talking right before we went on that next Friday, if folks haven't looked at forecast, it's supposed to be 85 to 90 degrees. Of course, you're going to be indoors at Kearney, but wow, what's for the outdoor meets, it's going to be a hot one for that first meet of the season, won't it?
Well, you know, if history holds true, typically when we go to the indoor and it's nice, then the rest of the season is not very nice for us outside. So hopefully this year is incorrect. Hopefully, maybe this time of year, if we go to a track meet and it's 90 degrees outside, that's still not real good. That's still pretty warm. Not good for participants. You know, it's good. Sprinters and jumpers love heat, but those distance people do not necessarily love the heat. So and even for the sprints, that would still be pretty warm pretty early. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Mother Nature's kind to us. You know, we really need a rain. Because if you look around the country, you know, we have a lot of smoke. Yesterday was a very smoky day. That's a scary aspect of having no rain. And I know there's some people north of us that are really battling that. And I wish them the best over the next couple of days. So, and, you know, and then the wind's supposed to come up again on Sunday. So that always, you know, makes me nervous. So hopefully that all goes well for people. And hopefully we get those fires out. But, you know, that's kind of a bigger topic to me than, you know, most anything right now. But, you know, yeah, you know, next Friday we're going to take a few kids over to UNK. We'll see who's ready, who I think is ready for, you know, my distance guys. You know, I don't know what we're going to run. You know, I'm debating on whether we're going to go and run a 4x8, you know, or we're going to run some individual things. But just really depends on what I think of what kids think they want to try or whatever. So, you know, I'm sure we'll take a couple. I don't know. We just never know what we're going to take. So we'll just take those that we think are ready. It's kind of a different venue. You know, you go in there. It's indoor. It's a 160-meter track, so that always throws you off a little bit. You know, instead of two laps for an 800, it's five. So you kind of lose track. A lot of turns. So we try to avoid doing some of the shorter sprints, or, well, how about the longer sprints, like the 200 and the 400. We try to avoid doing those. I've just had so many blisters off the track in there because kids aren't used to running that short turn. They get a lot of torque on the feet and just see some really nasty blisters over the years. So, and then we battle those, you know, week in and week out trying to get rid of those blisters. So we try not to do that. It's not that we won't do that. We have kids that, you know, really sets his mind to, you know, really trying that. We'll probably allow them, but, you know, most of the time we try to not run that race. But we'll see what happens.
I think at UNK, correct me if I'm wrong, in the past couple of years, that session A and B get mixed in with the last couple of years. Is that
right?
Yeah,
you know, we've been running an A-B combination on Friday for, I don't know, it's been quite a few years. I think some of it became maybe the A schools didn't have enough teams that were coming, so they allowed some bees to intermix with that just to make it a little bigger meet on Friday. We see a little some very good competition that way, you know. And then Saturday's a BC meet. They have the D on Thursday, so if you want to go watch some track and field, you know, UNK be the place to go. I know Thursday will be a very busy day on that indoor track with the Class Ds, because there'll be quite a few schools. We'll see some good competition on Friday, you know, because you never know who's going to show for the A schools. I know that we'll have Kearney will be there, of course, because they like to compete there. It's sort of right there on their in their hometown, so they'll be there. We'll be there. I know that, you know, Northwest is usually there. Adams Central's usually there. There's some other schools that show up. So there'll be some good competition. It'll be a fun day.
And, of course, the week after will be your first outdoor meet at Aurora, and you started going that, I think, a couple of years ago, and that's always a nice meet to go to early.
Yeah, we really like that meet because we can take all of our kids that are eligible and ready to roll. We can enter six kids in an event, so that's always nice. It's all finals. There's no prelims. It's just nice to see. You get to see where everybody's kind of at. Aurora has a nice facility. I think there's six teams that'll be there at Aurora. So, and then, you know, the following week we're home. So again, we get to have all of our kids compete again. So first few weeks outdoor, you know, we get to see everybody. So we can kind of determine kind of where everybody's at. So, and everybody gets a chance to do some different things. If, you know, sometimes at home we'll run maybe 2 4x4s, or some of the distance boys like to step down and run a quarter to see how they're doing. So, we're ready to roll, I think.
Yeah, relays, the 4x1, the 4x4, 4x8, you got some different kids running this year because of graduating seniors.
Yeah, always had a couple, you know, that graduation does that to you. You know, you just kind of lose kids. But I think we look pretty good, you know, so I think our 4x4 might be a bright spot for us this year. I know those kids are working really hard, and they look pretty fit, which is kind of nice to see. We'll have to see how it works.
We'll see what Mother Nature has in store. I know we bring that up every single week, but just the way things have gone the last month or so, you just don't know.
Yeah, that's one thing we cannot control. Mother Nature is in control of what we get done, you know, so hopefully she's kind to us, you know, gives us some rain or some snow or whatever it might be. Anything in the form of moisture would be kind of nice at this point. So, we think we're going to have a nice season. We'll see how it all rolls out. I think we're ready to go.
I see Coach Ramsey visit us this morning.
Yeah, he was asking me yesterday if we still had Coach's Coffee and where.
Sure,
so
you bet.
Oh, yes.
He hasn't wandered around the track lately?
He has not been there.
Wow.
No. You know, Coach Carr's there getting things rolling for us, and he's doing a nice job for us. So, he was a former vaulter for us. So, pretty exciting.
You bet. And a couple of new coaches, Tyson and also Micah Marvin. That's good. You got some guys that know their stuff, don't they?
Yep. Yeah, it's really nice to have those. Yeah, and they seem like they're getting things rolling right pretty well. You know, I wander around when I can to see how things are going for them, and it seems like it's going really well. It seems like, you know, we having one shot coach, one discus coach up on the hill, we call it. You know, it's just a real short hill. Even an old guy like me can still get up the hill. But, I think it's working out really well for him up there to have one shot, one disc coach. The kids can, you know, go between shot and disc and still have a coach when they get to where they're headed. So it's really kind of nice, that aspect of it. I think the coaches are really enjoying that as well. So pretty nice.